4 months after the lottery was published, Jackson arrived at the hospital to give birth to her third child. As she would tell it, the clerk who admitted her asked her to state her occupation. Writer, she answered. Housewife, the clerk suggested. Writer, Jackson repeated. I'll just put down housewife, the clerk told her. This story appears in a magazine piece Jackson called The Third Baby's the Easiest, a hilarious account of labor and delivery that would later be included in Life Among the Savages. Comedy aside, it perfectly illustrates the dilemma of her Janus-like dual identity, a dilemma that would become even more pronounced as her books achieved greater success and her fame grew. She was Mrs. Stanley Hyman, housewife, PTA member, faculty wife, mother to Lawrence, Joanne, and now Sarah. And she was Shirley Jackson, the author, when she wrote that piece, of one finished novel, numerous short stories, and a forthcoming collection that included the literary sensation of 1948. That tension would never be resolved. If anything, it would grow more pronounced over the coming years. But Jackson also would grow skilled at manipulating it, and at using it in her fiction to illuminate the problems that defined women's lives of her era. That third baby was Sarah Geraldine Hyman, who arrived October 30, 1948, just after Jackson sent off the proofs of her short story collection. Shirley wanted to name the baby Sue, but this time Stanley won. She was named for his grandmother. The family immediately began calling her Sally, which stuck throughout her childhood. In this book, she is referred to as Sarah, the name she now uses formally. Shirley and Stanley had expected another boy, but they were delighted by their second daughter. Though she was a placid, easy baby, fat and happy, Shirley wrote to her parents, it was soon clear that she would be the most creative, most intelligent, and ultimately most challenging of the children. Three children are enough for you to take care of, replied Geraldine, who never refrained from offering her opinion about her daughter's life. Don't ever think of any more. As a child, Sarah would read Freud and Emerson, along with all of Shirley's Oz books. She could stay alone in her room all day, reading or drawing. She was a tomboy who wore Lawrence's old pants and came home with holes in the knees. She refused to comb her hair. Her general appearance is of a child barely kept in a state of cleanliness by stubborn determination, her mother once ruefully described her. In Life Among the Savages, Jackson writes that she rejected any notion of being a cooperative member of a family, named herself Tiger, and settled down to an unceasing and seemingly endless war against clothes, toothbrushes, all green vegetables, and bed. Her main weapon was chewing gum, with which she could perform miracles of construction on her own hair, books, and once her father's typewriter. As if suspecting even at birth her daughter's unconventionality, Shirley named as Sarah's godmother Jeannou, the vivacious intellectual who had done so much to break her out of her parents' mold, though the two would never meet.